This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith. Got a lot of bluegrass lined up for you today that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. At present, we're listening to a track called Soaring on the Strings. It's Colleen Trenrith playing fiddle and myself playing banjo. And this is from the 1980s. When this finishes, we'll hear a little bit from Tony Ellis and his friends, but maybe we'll talk about that later. Meanwhile, let's just hear this one out, eh?
Thank you. desert, just to get a little brew. Lord knows, just to get a little brew. We're all on, buddy, pull a load of coal. Buddy, how can it roll when the wheels won't go?
Tony Ellis playing banjo with Dudley Connell singing lead, Tom Gray playing bass, and Lester Woody playing fiddle. All fine musicians. And Tony Ellis is a great banjo player, and he's travelled to New Zealand, stayed here, played concerts here together with his son Bill on guitar. And Tony plays banjo, plays fiddle, and he loves old-time bluegrass. And that was an old-time bluegrass track for you. Tony played for Bill Monroe for a couple of years, 1960, 61, 62, in that period, and plays nice straightforward stuff as well as playing more melodic stuff if necessary, but I think he prefers the old-time stuff. So we'll hear another track from them a little bit later. In the meantime, we're going to hear from another musician, stunningly good player, called Kathy Barwick from up the Grass Valley area north of Sacramento in California. And Kathy plays guitar, banjo, bass, and mandolin, and dobro, and it's hard to say which is her main instrument. She'd possibly say guitar now, but really it should be dobro, or maybe it should be banjo. Anyway, very skilled player, and this is from her album, Braeburn, and on this she is playing bass and guitar and dobro, and on this particular tune, the Cantara Loop, we've sorted out that she's got a little bit of help from John Reichman on mandolin and Greg Spetz on fiddle. Cantara Loop is where there was a train derailment in 1991, and a whole tank load of soil fumigant spilled into the Sacramento River, killing the river for miles. And she says in her notes, I don't know why I thought that would make a good name for this tune, but there you go. And here's Cantara Loop with Kathy Barwick and friends. Thank you. That was Kathy Barwick doing some banjo picking and a little bit of guitar playing and bass playing. And, of course, Greg Spetz and John Reichman are both from the John Reichman and the Jaybirds fine band that you'll hear on Back Porch Bluegrass every now and then. Probably not often enough, really. They're such a good group. Last week I played a track from the David Palmley and Continental Divide album, Three Silver Dollars. And I fully intended to play another track, but ran out of time because I talked too much. And I still want to play that track. And it's called The Lily Still Blooms in the Dell. David Palmley and Continental Divide. David's playing guitar and doing the lead vocals. Dale Perry on banjo. Ron Spears on mandolin. Ron Stewart on fiddle. And Kyle Perkins on bass. And here they are.
We call him the Sweet Rose of Sharon. And the lily that blooms in the dell. And sometimes we long for a mountaintop blessing, but there's one in the valley as well. And the fragrance of the Rose of Sharon is sweeter than my tongue can tell. But the fragrance and beauty is greater by far from the lily that blooms in the dell. For he just draws me closer when I'm on my knees, and I'm learning to trust him so well. For it's there I find courage to try once again from the lily that blooms in the dell. Though often I walk through the valley, no evil, no harm will I fear. There's comfort in my heart just knowing Jesus is walking so near. I'm trusting the hand that I'm holding, for I know there's no way he can fail. Though the rose may grow high on the mountain I found, the lily still blooms in the dell. Draws me closer when I'm on my knees, and I'm learning to trust him so well. For it's there I find courage to try once again from the lily that blooms in the dell.
Still blooms in the dell. That's David Palmley and Continental Divide there. I'm glad I finally got that track in it because I really enjoy that sort of 3-4 time bluegrass music. Jeanette Williams is someone we haven't had on the show for a long time, and I have this album which is entitled Thank You for Caring. She's got all sorts of people on it, and does a great job of everything she touches. She's a songwriter too. But this song that I've chosen is actually one written by Laurie Lewis called Blue Days and Sleepless Nights. And Jeanette Williams is doing the lead vocal, and she's got a lot of help from a lot of people. And we'll just play the track.
Searching for a landmark course. me home. Oh, can you show me where is my guiding star? Hey, can you point the way to the path of my heart? Lead me away from these blue days, sleepless nights.
Track that is. So much energy in it. That was Randy Cawes on dobro and Stephen Fraley on fiddle. And we might introduce the other instrumentalist when we get another chance to play Jeanette Williams a bit later in the show. You're listening to Free FM 89.0, independent community media. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, for Back Porch Bluegrass. And this is a show that's originated from my desire to play banjo like the Beverly Hillbillies, and it sort of grew into a lifetime passion for bluegrass music. And I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs, and I stand in front of them and think, what would people like to hear now? And so you're the result of that listening, and I really appreciate you tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I have a lot of fun digging tracks out that I think you should hear, and if you don't hear tracks repeated very often, that's because I put a dot beside it with a Sharpie pen, put a dot beside the title, and so I know I've played it. And now and then you get two dots beside a title, or on rare occasions, three dots by a title. But there's lots of good music still on my shelves that has never been aired, and we might get to it eventually, eh? Oh, this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a big music shop in Hamilton. Anytime you're in Hamilton, go and see the folks at Shearer's. They'll help you out. They'd love you to buy a new Martin guitar, but even if you just buy a set of strings or a new strap for your guitar, or maybe a capo or a tuner. I keep buying tuners because you seem to need lots of tuners if you've got lots of instruments, and I've got lots of instruments. So you need always something you can buy in a music shop. And if there's a youngster in your life that's playing music, a music shop is the best place to go and buy a present, believe me. Everything from songbooks to fingerpick, you know. Great place. Shearer's Music Works. I'm really delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, way back in the late 1960s, I was in a bluegrass band in New Zealand called the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And 1969, we went full-time. We abandoned our jobs and thought that we could make a living playing bluegrass music. Would you believe it? Full-time bluegrass band down in New Zealand. And we did that, and this track that I'm going to play comes from that era. We were starting to write our own materials, songs and instrumentals. Our mandolin player was a very energetic and deep thinker for bluegrass music, came up with all sorts of lovely tricks. He'd never seen anyone else play mandolin until Mike Seeger got here just a little bit earlier in the year that this track was recorded, but learned everything from just listening to records and playing with us guys in the band. And he wrote this tune called The Sideways Shuffle, and you got to listen right through to it because it's got a pretty neat ending on it that we love. David Calder with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and Sideways Shuffle. Thank you.
Beauty, see ya.
Oh, beauty, see ya. I love that on the end of a song. And that was David saying those words. Collie Trenwith, or Collie Bain at the time, on fiddle. Alan Rhodes on guitar. Lindsay Bedoni on bass. And Leonard Cohen sneaked in a few Dobro licks there. And I was playing banjo. We had a lot of fun doing that track. I love that A to F shape in there. Well, we listen to Flat and Scruggs and their live albums from the 1960s, the Dillards from their live albums in the 1960s, and the Stanley Brothers were our particular favourites, or mine anyway. Always loved the music. It seemed to be so simple and straightforward and meaningful, the Stanley Brothers, and I think that's what I really enjoyed about it. They weren't fancy, they just did it right. And I'm going to play two tracks from their Columbia recordings. First one is an absolute classic tune that if you listen to bluegrass music, you really need to be familiar with this tune. The Stanley's version of it is just magic. And it's one called The White Dove, written by Carter and Ralph Stanley. And the next tune I'm going to play is one called We'll Be Sweethearts in Heaven. And the lineup on The White Dove is Carter on guitar and lead vocal, Ralph on the tenor vocal and playing banjo, Pee-wee Lambert doing the high part in the vocals, and Jay Hughes on bass, and Bobby Sumner on fiddle. And in the second song, which is number 9, We'll Be Sweethearts in Heaven, Carter and Ralph as usual, and Pee Wee there doing the high vocal, Ernie Newton on bass, and Les Woody on fiddle. And these are classic bluegrass tracks, folks, and I just hope you enjoy them. The Stanley Brothers.
In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia, there's a place I love so well, where I spent many days of my childhood, in the cabin where we loved to dwell. White doves will mourn in sorrow, the willow peaceful little mountain home, but the Savior needs angels in heaven. Now they sing around that great white throne.
White doves will mourn in sorrow, the willows will mother and daddy are dead.
As the years roll by, I often wonder, will we all be together someday? And each night as I wander to the graveyard, darkness finds me where I kneel to pray.
White dove will mourn in sorrow, the willows will hang their heads.
are you the girl I used to know? Something's happened to you, darling, but it pleases me to know. Life is sweet and love is blooming like a wild rose on the hill, but when lovers part forever, where it ends no one can tell. I've traveled far across this barren land, thinking of that peaceful village where we once strolled hand in hand. Sweethearts up in heaven, for me, I know you're the one. Darling, do you really love me? Are you the girl I used to know? Something's happened to you, darling, but it pleases me to know.
Well, those recordings were made in 1949, and the Stanleys were just young guys in their early 20s, same age as Hamilton County were when we were recorded that instrumental Sideways Shuffle that I played just before the Stanley Brothers. Ralph had only been playing three-finger banjo for just a couple of years. He decided that he'd better learn to play, better develop his two-finger playing into three-finger playing when he heard Earl Scruggs playing with Bill Monroe, and he said, that's a sound I like, and so he started playing three-finger banjo. So he'd only been doing it a couple of years, and you can hear from the sort of amateurishness of those, that early track, his banjo playing hadn't fully developed, but their Stanley sound had, and I'm delighted to be able to share that classic bluegrass music with you. Well, last week I also had a track from Lou Reed in Carolina from his album Carolina, I'm Coming Home, that I'd never got to play. It's one called You Matter That Much to Me, and I'm going to play that one for you now. I hate leaving tracks out that I've already selected to play on the show. Hope you enjoy this one.
Guess coming, sweetheart, cause you matter that much to me.
Don't go, don't walk out the door, your love is all I'm living for.
And if you think I won't die here from living alone, think again, honestly. You got another guess coming, sweetheart,
cause you matter that much to me.
Darling, please, you got another guess heart, don't you matter that much to me.
Don't go, don't walk out the door of your love, 'cause all I'm living for.
And if you think I won't die here, I'm living alone, think again, honestly. 'Cause you got another guest coming, sweetheart,
'cause you matter that much to me.
To me,
'cause you matter that much to me.
Some nice driving bluegrass there from Lou Reed and Carolina. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts all over the world. I'm just amazed these days at the fact that no such thing as a local radio program anymore, that every program becomes a podcast and people just tune in from all over the world. And I know from the emails that I get from you that you're listening everywhere from the northeastern United States to Ireland, to Australia, to the southern parts of New Zealand, all around the places. And thank you very much for tuning in wherever you are. I just appreciate the fact that someone shares the same interest in bluegrass music as I do, and that you like my take on it from way down here at the, I won't say the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, that would be very wet, at the southwestern end of the Pacific Ocean in New Zealand. We love bluegrass music down here. We've got some bands. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band is retired. We've got the Pippi Pickers and You, Me, Everybody, and all sorts of bands up and down the country get together and play bluegrass music. Really appreciate everyone tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Lots of people listen on the Access radio stations too. Big hi to those. This program comes from Free FM in Hamilton, but is syndicated around Access radio stations in New Zealand. And in a deal that we have with Canada, we take some Canadian programs, you take some New Zealand programs, and my program's one of them. So hi to all the folks in Canada that are hearing this accented voice on your radio playing bluegrass music. Probably a strange combination, but everywhere bluegrass music is really enjoyed by lots of people. Let's get on with the music. Here's a fiddle tune from Ricky Skaggs, recorded in his sort of country period, and it's one called Meeting House Branch.
Thank you.
Well, that's the Meeting House Branch by Ricky Skaggs. Ricky Skaggs playing fiddle there, and I'm not sure who's playing banjo, but the song's got a real long fade in and a real long fade out, and I cut that a little bit short because that would sound pretty weird on radio, but Ricky Skaggs was an excellent fiddle player. I had the good fortune to see him play when he was 16 years old, and he was working with Ralph Stanley as part of Ralph Stanley's band alongside Keith Whitley. And those two youngsters were playing the Bluegrass Summer at the festivals, and I had happened to be there in 1971 and just loved watching him and followed his career after that. Superb fiddle player and mandolin player and guitarist and singer and all the rest too. Let's hear another track from Tony Ellis. Very traditional bluegrass. This is a track written by Charlie Munro, and it's got Tony Ellis playing banjo, Dudley Connell on guitar, Lester Woody, who was also part of those early Stanley Brothers recordings, on fiddle, and Tom Gray on bass, and they all get to sing in different songs on the album. This is one called Walking With You In My Dreams. Softly beams. I can see you when the moon brightly shines, walking with you in my shines, walking with you in my dreams. Classic old bluegrass, isn't it, with Tony Ellis on banjo doing a fine job there with his tuners too, and that sounded real nice. Let's hear from Kathy Barwick again. This time it's a song called Childhood Memories, and it's written by Pete Siegfried. I met Pete when I went up and stayed for a while up in Grass Valley with Kathy and her husband John Hartley Fox. Wonderful people, and Pete's an excellent mandolin player and songwriter, and Kathy and Pete work together a lot in a band called Mountain Laurel and also as a duo, and this is one called Childhood Memories.
Childhood days in Pennsylvania, with the train track running through my old hometown, and I didn't realize how much I'd miss it till the old train stopped and they tore that trestle down. Train, keep on rolling, my childhood memories roll along your track. close my eyes, I can hear that lonesome whistle cry. And I pray, dear Lord, I wish I could go back. Didn't have a care in all the world. We were fishing, hanging out, and picking bluegrass. And we didn't know how our lives would soon unfurl. Train, keep on rolling. My childhood memories roll along your track. Sometimes at night when I close my eyes, I can hear that lonesome whistle cry. And I pray, dear Lord, I wish I could go back. Been some years since I said I would go back. Now the closest thing to home is in my memory, but I smile every time I see a railroad track. Train, keep on rolling. My childhood memories roll along your track. Sometimes at night when I close my eyes, I can hear that lonesome whistle cry. And I pray, dear Lord, I wish I could go back. Yes, I pray, dear Lord, I wish I could go back. And you know, dear Lord, someday I'm going back.
Oh, Kathy Barwick there with Pete Siegfried, and Calling Childhood Memories was the name of the song. Right, well, listen again to Jeanette Williams from her album Thank You for Caring, and this is a track called Alone.
Way that love should be when light is
she's a great singer, Jeanette Williams. Well, I think we've got time to fit a gospel song in, and it's got to be from Dawn Lawson from his album Winding Through Life, and it's called The Lord Will Answer Thee.
But the Lord, He heard my prayer. I want to fly there up above and long to see Him there. Then pray, my brother, pray. Pray down on bended knees, for the Lord will hear your humble cry and surely answer thee. Secretly, He'll lead you out of sin's dark world and reward you righteously. Then pray, my brother, pray, pray down on bended knees, for the Lord will hear your humble cry and surely answer thee. If when the way seems dark, a brighter day. Then pray, my brother, pray. Pray down on bended knees, for the Lord will hear your humble cry and surely answer thee.
Oh, what a disciplined group of singers and pickers there. Dale Perry was a banjo player, incidentally, on that one, who was also on Three Silver Dollars album with David Palmley. And yet he is a bass player for Dawn Lawson for so long, and turned out to be a great banjo player and an excellent bass singer. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm glad you've joined me for this last hour, and I hope you've enjoyed some of the songs. And if one in particular attracted your attention, well, feel free to write to me, care of Free FM. That's the best place to get me, really, or direct to paultrenwith@gmail.com, and that will find me too, and eventually I get around to answering. Bit slow these days at some of that. Let's take it out with an instrumental from Scott Vestal and Friends, and it's a classic Bill Monro tune called Roanoke, and it sounds like this. See you later. Bye. I should say beauty. See you, like we did at the end of Sideways Shuffle, shouldn't I?
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.